Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. My goodness, I have prepared for you an amazing show for today. We have three guests. Our very first guest is going to talk about a subject that I know a lot of you are probably itching to know a little bit more about. It's everything to do with real estate investment, and somebody very, very amazing actually is going to be here in Toronto, Canada. Our second guest is an author, and somebody has worked with many, many amazing celebrity, and he'll be coming on later on. He is calling all the way from California. California, my goodness, wonderful California. So before we get started, I always like to take my couple of minutes of your time in order to thank my listeners. I have to do that, everyone, because this show is worldwide. As you know, we have guests right now from here, from Canada. We have guests from United States, and my guest is coming from California. But we have reached all over the world. We have a huge listener. We have over 20,000 listeners worldwide. I cannot forget to say hello to my friends in Australia. Mwah. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. A big hello to my cousin in Sydney. We have listeners in South America. Hello to my aunt in Chile. Also, we have Central America, Jamaica, Netherlands. Huge following here throughout town. Beautiful provinces in Canada. Washington, D.C., the United States, huge following. Hello to Solange. Hopefully you are feeling better. To my friend in Long Island. And the list, guys, goes on and on. I cannot stop to mention every city because we will be here every day, the whole day, and that's not going to be fair to my guests. We only have an hour, and we really, really have to make sure that we get everything, all the content that we need to cover today. If you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show or sponsoring my show, the email is radio@lizt.ca. It's very easy. Radio, because it is a radio show, at lizt.ca for Canada. On the International Day, as you guys know, I love to find out what is the International Day for today. And we had just celebrated last Friday, which was May the 15th, the International Families Day. And May 19th, which is today, the International Day is, I will check that out for you guys. And I'm always curious to find out. Sometimes we have an International Day, sometimes we don't. And so it looks like today is International Day for May 19th is, well, it looks like we don't have one. So there it is. Today is not an International Day. But let me check that out. Usually I do that a little bit in advance, but I've been kind of making sure that we have everything ready for our guests. And so happy belated International Families Day for May the 15th. Here in Canada, today is a wonderful day. I love this weather. It's not too hot, not too cold. It's perfect. I run, so this is a fantastic running weather. And We had the long weekend here in Canada, and the long weekend was to celebrate Victoria Day. So as you know, in the United States, I know you guys talk about that all the time, and to kind of make fun of us for still celebrating some of the English days, but we do. And I love it because I was able to go to Ottawa for the wonderful Tulip Festival. To tell you guys, I have never seen so many tulips in my entire life. It was just amazing, the colors, the designs, the all the flowers. So it was just a fabulous long weekend. We arrived last night from Ottawa midnight, and it was a chaotic day today to try to get the kids ready for school because they obviously did not want to go to school, but it was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. So I'm hopefully you were wherever you were. If you were in Canada, you were able to celebrate Victoria Day. And if you were not, hopefully you had a wonderful weekend, because for us here, it was an extra day. Great. Musical section. What is a radio show without music, right? Correct. So today we have, and we've been helping, by the way, everyone, a very Canadian and international artist. And we know that is a little bit hard. So I hear my theme music is playing, so that means I need to move on. We know that it's difficult for you artists to get your exposure, to get your musical exposure. Well, here at Lizzy T, we are helping you. And if you have a song that you want us to play, we will be more than happy to play your song. So today we have two submissions. The first one is from a Canadian artist, and right here from Toronto. Her name is Andrea Goodman. She submitted her MP3 of a couple of months ago now, and we've been playing her song. The song is called Cages. Also, an artist, a very, very young artist. I think he must be 13, 14. His name is Nick, right from Calgary, and the song is called More Than Just a Crush. And last but not least, a submission from a single from, his name is Sorrentis, and the song is called Miss You. So just a little bit for you guys to hear. Hopefully you will be able to support us with the stages.
So many words broke down.
And this is Nick. And that's Sorrentis. So thank you very much, everyone, for submitting your MP3. I will be playing in as much as I can. We started with one song, and now we're going up to three, and it looks like we're going to move into four because our inbox is unbelievably full right now. People want us to be playing all their songs. And I don't mind playing your gospel, your jazz, your pop, your rap, as long as PR rated. This is a family show. We have guests. We have my kids listening to the show, and even my oldest daughter helping me to select the MP3. So make sure that it's PR rated. We have a couple of submissions. We had a couple of submissions that weren't appropriate to this show, so I apologize. But this is something that I will not play here at the Liz T Radio Show. Well, moving on, before we run out of time, I have my guests waiting patiently on the other line, and I will have just a little bit of background of what this show is entail. You guys are unbelievably curious. I know that for a fact. We have a lot of people that love to invest in real estate, and we have a lot of people that want to know more about how to do it, when to do it. Well, guys, there is a huge surprise. Somebody pretty amazing is coming to Toronto. Is the guys Lindsay and Jeff is going to tell us all about it. But just so you know what to expect, here is a tiny little background.
Lizzy T Radio Show.
Trump strategy for real estate. learned the secret and strategies that made the Trump Ranch so successful. This is not to pitch you or sell you on how to get rich quick. This is to educate you and provide you with the tools on how to invest. This event is for anyone who wants to better themselves personally and professionally, teaching you how to become a better, more well-rounded entrepreneur. The morning breakout portion of the event covers everything from law, accounting, to mindset and motivation, teaching you the rules, tips, principles, and tactics you can apply in business and in life. George H. Ross will be there. He was the executive vice president and senior counsel for the Trump Organization. He has spent over 50 years in real estate business, with over 30 of those years working directly with Donald Trump, securing some of Trump's biggest, most profitable deals. Whether you are very successful or just starting out in the business world, Mr. Ross will guide you on how to become a better negotiator and to make better deals, and will reveal negotiation tactics used by Donald Trump himself. A few examples of insights he will be sharing are how to build a rapport with the other side, how to use roadblocks or delays to your advantage, and how to tap into powerful planning and organization tools that will definitely help you.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Okay, guys, let's welcome Jeff and Lindsay here to the Lizzie T Radio Show with a wonderful, wonderful show. Hello. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show, Jeff and Lindsay. How are you guys this evening?
I'm great, thank you.
Thank you so much, Lizzie. Thank you so much, guys, for having us on the show.
This is incredible. When I talk about real estate, when I'm talking about investing, when I'm talking about Donald Trump and Mr. George and all that good stuff, I can just hear people just clinging to the computer or to the iPhone or whatever it is that they're listening to. Oh, okay, I want to know more about it. So let's start with you, Lindsay. This is something that you and Jeff have thought about it. Do you guys have any background, or what is your background? You guys are into real estate investment or into self-development? How do you guys got started into doing this type of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been quite an adventure, that's for sure. And we couldn't have done it without our partner, Jishan Mahar. It kind of all started back in October from a personal development course. And it all started from an idea that came from, you know, our vision of what we wanted our lives to be, to help other entrepreneurs, to help other business owners. And, you know, the opportunity came up, and I'm sure Jeff can tell you the rest, because he's the one that made the phone calls and made this whole thing happen with his partner, our business partner now, Sean Mahar, who's a real estate developer in Hamilton, Ontario.
Okay, so fantastic. Thank you so much, Lindsay. So, Jeff, is this something that you always had in you to create something huge? Because this is tremendous, guys. I mean, let's think about it. Let's look. I just have faced everyone the website for you guys to get more information. Obviously, Lindsay and Jeff will tell us more about it. But were you always into real estate investment? What's your background? What's your study? What did you go to school for, let's say? Or are you an entrepreneur yourself, or let's hear a little bit about your background.
Well, thank you, Lizzie.
Absolutely.
I really don't have a background in real estate. I've been looking towards real estate investment for the last few years. My background is actually, I worked in the Toronto film industry for a number of years. myself, I got into sales and marketing. And this event was kind of born from a personal tragedy, and I wanted to avoid other people having to go through the same things.
Well, good for you, Jeff. I mean, this is fantastic. You've gone through personal tragedy. You haven't stopped there. You just haven't said to yourself, oh, okay, well, I didn't work. Well, here it is. Okay, well, let's move on. Let's try. No, you've taken things around. You've turned yourself around, and now you're helping others through this event. This is amazing. Congratulations. I mean, I got to applaud you because this is really good for you. Now here we have, so this event, and I gave a little bit of background, so how is this going to work? Tell us about the date, tell us about how much it costs, how people can get involved, and Lindsay, maybe you want to take that?
Oh, absolutely. So we're super excited about the event. Toronto, it's going to be held at the Metro Toronto Convention Center on June 20th. So it starts at 9 o'clock sharp, and the beginning portion of the event is full of breakout sessions for the first 3 hours. And again, we cover everything from law and accounting to mindset and motivation. So it really gives you a well-rounded education on everything that you need for your business. And then after the lunch break, starting at 2 o'clock, everybody congregates in the theater. And our keynote session consists of George H. Ross from the Trump Organization, who's going to anchor the keynote session. And we also have special guests coming up from Arizona, who's a persuasion expert. He's an expert in neuro-linguistic programming, and he's going to be coming up from Arizona. We have Clayton Smith from the Commercial Realty Group, who owns the Flatiron Building downtown Toronto. And we also have our partner, Jishan Mahar, who's been a very successful real estate developer in Hamilton. And then we're rounding it all off with a charity auction for a trip for two to New York City to have a private lunch with George Ross at Trump Towers. And we're going to have a red carpet event at 7:30 p.m. on King Street. So it's going to be a really big day, and it's super exciting.
This is amazing, guys. And the question of everyone, including myself, how did the heck you guys got George Ross to take part of this? Because I assume somebody like him, very, very requested throughout North America, I mean, Canada and the U.S., and people are probably just going after him and booking him solid. How did that happen? I mean, wow.
fate. As I mentioned, there was a personal tragedy that kind of spurred this event on. Basically, about 2 years ago, my mom passed away very suddenly. And she was always an entrepreneur, but she passed away before she could ever step back from her business and really start to enjoy some time freedom. So after a lot of soul searching, Lindsay and I really thought about, we want to help entrepreneurs. We want to help people buy back their time and start to create a higher quality of life for themselves. So I literally got on the phone to two people, and we were envisioning something around maybe 30 people. I called my accountant, Triff, asked if he would come teach tax strategies and better accounting. He said, absolutely. And then I called my friend and mentor and now business partner, Sean Mahar, and asked him if he would come teach people how he's become so successful in real estate in a very short period of time. He said, absolutely. Would you like George Ross there? And it was kind of one of those turning points. Sean has been mentored in his developments by Mr. Ross, whom he met a few years ago. And it was one of those pinnacle moments where it's like, well, if I say no, I'll never get this opportunity again.
Exactly.
But if I say yes, it's going to change our lives, and not only ours, but the lives of other people. So it was pretty obvious that you have to say yes when an opportunity like that comes along.
That's incredible, guys. That is unbelievable. I mean, people should be lining up right now to get their tickets, to make sure that they are there, because opportunity like this, to have somebody with so much knowledge, I mean, so many people, it's not just George Ross, but Jash Mahal and many other people. This is going to be such an amazing event, everyone. If you are not there, if you it's like the bio said, this is not just for people that are expert in real estate. Some of you know that I have some knowledge on real estate. I am a real estate investor, but I'm definitely I need to be there, just like you, just to make sure that you participate. The networking is a huge part of a business like this, and you just heard it. Jeff, just place a phone call, and here it is. I'd like Mr. Ross to be there. Like, I mean, that is the power of networking. Also, the other thing that I wanted to ask, what do you think? I mean, you've been doing some advertising, you've been talking to some people. What do you think that is the outcome of this event is going to be, Lindsay or Jeff?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we really, again, the whole core of the event is Jeff and I came together after the personal development course back in October, and the whole purpose of the event is to help other entrepreneurs, and even if you're not an entrepreneur, you know, just succeed in business and get your time back, and, you know, get that free time back that you need in your life to spend quality time with your friends and family. So this mm-hmm. is the first event of probably many others. We definitely want to do a couple a year, but the whole goal is to give back to the community, give back to charity, and to also, you know, teach people the strategies that they need mm-hmm. In order to either secure retirement for themselves and, like Jeff said, just get that time freedom.
And I love about the true entrepreneur. They're not too concerned. At the beginning, that probably was the objective, but later on, discover that you have all the money, you have all the means, and now you want to go back and give back to community, give back to charity, and everything that you've learned, you're so excited that you want to be able to share it with other people. And this is what Jeff and Lindsay are doing right now, and this is fantastic. If you're interested in calling us in right now, perhaps just commenting on our social media, there's a link, a radio button right now. Lindsay is very active on social media. My goodness, I am pretty impressed. She already has shared on Lizzy T Radio, Facebook / Lizzy T Radio. There's a radio button. You can listen to us live or recorded. And if you wanted to call in with a question or perhaps a comment, the number to call is 347-996-3929. 347-996-3926. I will place this on our social media for you guys to copy and perhaps call us in with a comment or a question, or just to say hello and or to congratulate, because this is an amazing event, guys. I am not exaggerating. When I heard about this, the first thing I did, Lindsay can testify to this, it was almost 10, 11 o'clock at night, and I'm calling because I wanted to be involved and I wanted to be part of it. I want to promote it, and I wanted to talk about it, everyone, how incredible this workshop is going to be. And if you're not there, I don't know what you are guys thinking. Jeff, I wanted to ask you, one of the things that a lot of people nowadays are a little bit leery, not trusting, and with something like this, they probably going to, what are you going to sell us? The tickets are, they cost a price, but really, if you go to our workshop, you probably are expected to be sold something. Can you elaborate on that?
You know what? That's a great question, Lizzie. We've been very clear with all of our speakers that this is not meant to be pitching people. There are a lot of real estate gurus that come around this time of year saying that they have free courses, and then they pitch you a $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 package that you can buy to really learn the secrets.
Yes.
Absolutely, you will be able to do business with the people that are at this event. but this is not about sitting there and hearing about how good they are and why you need their system. We've made sure that everybody who's involved is not only involved because they want to be attached to an event like this, but because they have a really strong heart and they really want to see other people succeed. So will there be pitching at this event? Yes, you'll be able to buy, but that's not what it's about. We want people to come here with what we consider a very fair price to walk out with actionable information and say, you know what, for $300, I just made a huge return on my investment because I learned a couple of strategies that are going to save me on taxes this year. And in fact, if you're a savvy business owner, you can figure out a way to even write off the cost of the ticket just to go to this event.
I was just going to say that, everyone. You are probably spent a lot more money on a workshop, or you probably spend a lot more money buying a kit, you know, that it really does promise you will get rich quick, and unfortunately nothing happened. I think that I was in an event that they were selling a package for $1,000 to start with, and if you won the advanced package, it was another $500. And then forget those other workshops that you go to, and then you have the weekend seminar, but you also have to purchase into the $20,000 package and so forth, so on. You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show right now, and we are live. Today is May the 19th. It was a long weekend here in Toronto, Canada, and we have two amazing guests. Lindsay and Jeff, they were talking about the event that is happening on June the 20th, and I'm so excited that I'm promoting this, I'm talking about this, because I really know that I will be getting a lot of information, a lot of teaching. And again, if you are not an expert into any of those things, perhaps you have a job, and this is going to really improve the performance or an advancement or a promotion or something like that. What do you think about it, Jeff? Is this, or Lindsay, is this something that also can help people that have jobs and they probably want to be able to, because we're talking about mindsets in here, right?
Oh, absolutely. And if I may mention that Jeff and I had our dream jobs before we started this event, and we realized that it still wasn't good enough for us. And I did the 9-to-5 for a while. I just graduated from university 3 years ago and did event planning in the city with art shows, and that was all fine and dandy. But we have a lot of people who are still in their day jobs, and I did shift work for a while. I worked at the bakery. I did the whole thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And that this is the best kind of event to learn how to get out of that vicious cycle of, you know, going paycheck to paycheck like I've done for a long time prior to this. And like many of my friends and family are struggling through, or even if they are making good money, they want to learn how to break that cycle. So this is something that we're offering that can teach you how to break that cycle of, you know, getting out of your job. And again, it goes back to creating more time for yourself.
And Lindsay, even if you are have that great employment benefits and the works, there's always room for you to grow mentally, physically, and your mindset, because there's so many things that you could be doing other than your job. You could have the job, and you could have also a piece of land or something to invest on the side, and this can definitely help you for the accountant side of it, or to help, you know, dealing with bank. And me as a real estate investor, I know that dealing with a bank, if I didn't have the knowledge how to deal with a banker, that probably would be, you know, a huge, huge piece of information right in there. Bankers, lawyers, and all that, those you don't just learn it. It's just somebody has to come in and give you that special advice, a special tip that nobody else could know. Go ahead, Jeff. You were going to say something.
No, I'm sorry. I was just kind of chuckling to myself. You're absolutely right. The whole point for us putting this event on is you don't get to learn this stuff in school, at least not all of it. I mean, if you want to be a lawyer, you can go to law school. That's great. But if you want to be a lawyer that has some real estate investments, well, that's a separate thing. And you have to find that education somewhere. I've been very fortunate to have a great mentor, but I want to share that with other people. So just in remark to your question earlier about people who have a job but are looking at getting out of that or starting to create a legacy for themselves and leave something behind, this is a great event for everyone. Whether it's your first 5 years in business or your 55th year in business, there's going to be something for everybody here.
Fantastic, fantastic. I will cut for a couple of seconds of a and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. What an amazing show today we have for you guys. We are with Lindsay and Jeff. The event is on June the 20th. It's called the Trump Strategy for Real Estate. We will be able to have George Russ. He is the amazing guy that was on The Apprentice and a personal guy that took care of all the Donald Trump's business. One thing I wanted to ask you guys, Jeff and Lindsay, for somebody who's listening to us right now, they're kind of on the fence and they're thinking, oh, you know, 300, which is absolutely nothing, guys, and this is an amazing investment. But I don't know if this is really is for me. What can you say to them in order to be able to get them out of the fence and just make a decision? What do you think? I mean, we talk about all the benefits already, but what could you say that probably could just kind of lure them onto the other side?
Life is too short.
well put.
I've seen it in my own experience. There's a lot of people that say, you know, maybe next year I'll start getting involved in that, or maybe I can just wait 5 more years till my pension starts to kick in, or you know, procrastination is a disease that runs rampant these days. The best thing you can do is start your education today. I've had that from many mentors over the years. They always ask me, you know, Jeff, if you're going to start to improve your life, when is the best time to do it? And I believe with John Maxwell said that if you want your life to change, you're going to have to change some things. And the only way to do that is to go seek out teachers. And what we've really tried to do is put as many of these teachers in the same area that we possibly could. I know you guys kind of covered the morning breakout sessions, but in the breakout session, we have 12 different professionals from Toronto that are going to be teaching everything that you could possibly need to know about running a business, and all at different times, so you can actually pick your curriculum. If you don't need to know about taxes, well, guess what? Speakers that are going to be able to teach you at the same time, whether it's, you know, how to keep your mindset right, or how to get distribution and marketing. So it's, in my opinion, a great place to come and get your foot in the door to start, or brush up on some things that maybe you've forgotten.
Absolutely. And guess I love about what you said about procrastination. That is actually our biggest enemy in life. I remember when I first had to get involved in real estate, I had stomachache. I thought I was going to throw up. I thought I was going to die. This is not for me. Who am I to be buying, you know, a home that is not mine and I'm going to be rent? You know, once I just signed it on the dotted line, and it was a concrete thing. Hey, it's not that bad. And then I'm getting my rentals checks, and I'm like, okay, this is even better than I thought. And now I'm just like, okay, when's my next deal? And I'm like, oh, okay, do I have to? But guys, don't procrastinate. That is the worst thing that you can do. It's just to say, I'm not ready. You are never ready for anything, guys. I know that for a fact. You're never ready to be a mother. You are never ready to do anything. It doesn't come with things, but here you have something that can definitely help you, to guide you, and so you can learn more about it. Lindsay, I want to make sure that you do share with our listeners, maybe all over Canada. You never know. There are people listening all across Canada and the United States. Maybe they want to come down and be part of it. So what is the website so our listeners can log in and buy their tickets and check it out?
Yes, it is georgerosslive.com. So on that site, you can find out all about who's coming, all of our morning breakout speakers, and, of course, about George Ross, affectionately known as the old guy from The Apprentice. So georgerosslive.com, and you can find everything out there and register on the website, or you can also give us a call at 1-800-971-4302 and get a hold of me personally or Jeff personally there. And that's how it works.
Fantastic, fantastic. I will have the link, everyone, on my social media. There is a radio button right now on Lizzie T's show. There is a link, Trump Strategy Toronto 2015. You can click there and you get more information. Also, if you're interested in finding more about it, you can always email me, radio@lizt.ca, CA for Canada, radio@lizt.ca. I will be so happy and glad, and it will be my pleasure honor to help you out, just like Lindsay and Jeff are helping us right now. And this is considered a gift, everyone. This is a help that no one in the world will be able to give you guys right now. $300 is absolutely nothing for the amount of information, the amount of content that you guys are going to receive. It's just phenomenal. Again, when I heard about this, it jumped in completely 150%, because this is something that I am so interested about. And I'm not the expert. Jeff knows a little bit about some things. Lindsay knows a little bit of other things. But here we are, all great minds together, and we are going to be finding a lot more information. If you don't know anything about accounting, there is somebody who will guide you, taxes, investment, and so forth and so on. Guys, I want to thank you so, so much for being part of the Liz T Radio Show. Any last word or anything for our guests that are listening throughout Canada and the United States right now?
Lizzie, I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, me too. I want to say thank you very much. And if you do want to be a part of this event, we also have a red carpet dinner taking place at Joe Mama's on King Street. Tickets for that are $4.99, but you're also going to get all the day, and then you're going to get to enjoy dinner with Mr. Ross, all of our other incredible speakers, and hopefully a couple of special guests we have invited for the dinner.
Fantastic. And I will be repeating this show until the June 20th. So I'm hoping that at least once a week I can repeat it again so people get more information. And if you have, again, any question, guys, Lindsay, very, very accommodating. My goodness, this lady will answer within a couple of seconds as soon as you put something on social media. Very prompt to answer you. Same with Jeff. LizzieTRadio.ca is my email, but the website is georgelive15.com. Thank you guys so, so much.
Thank you,
Lizzie. Thank you so much. This is amazing. You're so great. I appreciate it.
Okay. Goodbye for now.
Take care.
Goodbye.
And there you have it, guys, an amazing show that is an event that is coming out for Toronto here in Toronto, Canada, Trump Strategy. strategy for real estate. George Russ himself, the co-star of the TV show The Apprentice, will be here, and we will be able to get so much information. It's crazy. Moving on my show, I have my second guest waiting patiently on the other line. I will break for a commercial, and I will be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now, worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Yes, I want to know who you are. I want to know what you do. I want to know your contact info. Anything new. And next up is a fellow from California. My goodness, what Canada to California, sometimes to Australia and sometimes to England, and we're all over the world. Chris Scott. An amazing fellow, very interesting to read his bio and to find out about it, but here is a pre-recorded bio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Chris Scott. Chris Scott, MA, is the creator of San Francisco-based Makeup Gourmet, a career of over 30 years, in addition to doing makeup for top model from every corner of the planet. He also had the honor of working with a legend like Paul McCartney, Vice President Al Gore, Shirley Temple Black, Maya Angelou, and the Olympic gold medalist Ozana Bayo. He was the creator and the host of the TV show Makeup Gourmet from 2008 and 2010. He was the leading Channel Boutique national artist of over two decades and is also the creator of the guest teacher of fashion makeup art and Academy of Arts of the University of San Francisco. He created his unique makeup gourmet line to ensure his clients and public could access high quality, ethically produced green makeup and skincare without carbon footprint. He is also author of the wonderful visual how-to book Face with a Heart, Mastering Authentic Beauty. This was released in 2014.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
So you guys heard it. Makeup for Al Gore, for amazing celebrities, and here he is with us here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. So let's show him what we know, and let's show him that we are definitely here in Canada, and we're very warm people. So let's welcome with a warm round of applause. Hello, hello,
great.
And welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm flying high right now. I'm in the middle of my book launch, and so if I'm not doing one thing, I'm doing 10 others. It's all very, very exciting.
My goodness, and that's a true life of a makeup celebrity. This is incredible. So let's go back a little bit. We know that you've been involved on TV. You've got books. You've done makeup for amazing people. So how did you get started? I mean, was it something since you were a child that this is what you knew, what you wanted to do? Can you talk a little bit about that?
You bet. So, and thank you for asking. Makeup really picked me. I have a theater background. My master's is in theater. My undergrad's in theater. But in the course of that, you play with makeup as you go along. And I was running a theater company, and then I needed a day job at the same time to support my theater habit. And I ended up becoming a freelance makeup artist for, like, cosmetic lines in department stores. And I really found myself pretty much enjoying myself almost the entire time I was working. And I was maybe doing it for about 6 weeks, and then Chanel, which is, you know, a high-end prestige fashion house, they found me, and they scouted me, and they hired me, and I became one of their national artists. So I was trained by them and became a trainer and helped teach other people how to do makeup. And so that's where I got my background. My real official training came, you know, through some quite legit bona fide makeup artists in the fashion world, backstage with Chanel Fashion and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But I discovered pretty early on that I felt like makeup was being misused or was being overused.
Right.
I didn't like what I saw. So I had an epiphany, and for quite a while I've been working on a way to use makeup in a different way, so that women get different results. And I'm open to hearing your questions about that, because what I do is quite unique. My method actually qualifies for a patent, because what I do is so extremely actually easy and simple, but also unique. So if I've tickled your curiosity at all, please ask on with more questions.
And you definitely have, Chris. You definitely have. One of the things that is very popular here in Canada lately, I'm not sure, I think this came from the state, obviously, because we copy a lot of the stuff from Europe and the United States, is the spray. Very a fan of makeup myself, very simple person. I love to wear almost nothing, eyeliner and a lip gloss, and I'm pretty much good with that. Obviously, when I have a photo shoot or something like that, I hire a professional because I have nothing about. But what about the mist or spray? Because that's what it is in Canada that is becoming very popular, the spray that most artists go with, and it seems to be completely flawless and makes you look unbelievably natural. Is that one of your styles, or you just are hands-on?
No, I definitely do airbrush makeup, and it's sort
airbrush,
of a requirement
that's
in
what
the
I was
field.
Looking for.
Yeah, airbrush. It's a requirement to know how to do it. Now, you can get a lot of work without it, but there's a lot of work that what it's designed for. Why we started using it in the first place was because high definition came into play. With high definition, we see four times the amount of information. Our eye picks up four times the amount of information. So what might look like a very clean finish of makeup, you know, through our eye, our human eye, and through an old lens, is no longer true, because now we have too much information and we see everything sitting on the skin. So the airbrush is a mm-hmm. very fine mist that we use to apply the makeup. And, you know, my mentor for applying airbrush, you know, said something very interesting. He said, you know, you apply makeup with your ears, because you really don't even see it going on at first, but you can hear the amount of mist that's coming out of your brush. So as you are, you know, brushing the skin, you have to listen to know how much is coming out. And it's pretty, so you can't have loud music while you're doing hairbrush, because you got to hear what's happening, and then eventually you can see it.
That is phenomenal. One thing that I've noticed with photographers, one of the things that they really complain about is the amount of makeup base and on top of it and on top of it, because once the photo shoot is done, they have to pretty much Photoshop everything that the makeup artist has created because it's way too much of it. Is that something that you have difficulty? I mean, working on this theater, obviously you learned how to apply properly professionally and for the theater industry, but I think that as a makeup artist, one of the requires is photography as well. What do you think that it takes or puts away, or does it help or does it not help when you are working with models and people like that they have to do a lot of photo shoots?
Well, you know, there's different intensities of photo shoots. You know, every shoot is a different shoot because it has a different goal, a different outcome. But this really parlays very, very nicely into what I do. I first worked when doing makeup, I worked a lot with photographers, and that was before we had digital cameras. So we were shooting, you know, Polaroids and looking at them to see if we liked the shot, mm-hmm. basically. And
had to develop and print and take a look at it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and it had to be perfect, because if it wasn't perfect, they wouldn't shoot it. These days, it's amazing because I get paid more money to do less work because everything can be fixed in post. You know, everything can be fixed in Photoshop. So really, they just want to make sure that you take down the shine, clean them up, and then they start shooting, and then they do all this work in Photoshop because they're going to do it anyway. But what I do, my method is called authentic beauty makeup. It's really not about making the person up. It's really about making that person be seen more clearly. And I've developed a very finite set of geometrical rules to the face, because applying product to a three-dimensional surface like a face and wanting to create the energy, the vault of light, bringing out the acute shape of your anatomy, your eyes, your lips, your cheeks, all those things, I've developed a very specific way for every single person who wants to use this technique to feel really comfortable in makeup and feel like they see themselves better. Often people don't like makeup only because they don't like the way they look in makeup. But
that's
once
right.
you get
that
makeup
is,
applied
to
your
to
anatomy, pardon?
And that's exactly what happened to me. The reason I don't like makeup is because I don't like how I look in makeup. Absolutely.
Of course, because what they're doing is they're putting makeup on you, and that's what it looks like. And, you know, makeup is an accessory. It's part of the whole picture. But if I figured out how to connect makeup with your anatomy, and it's amazing what I can use quite, you know, high-intensity makeup on somebody, but all it does is make us see them more clearly, because I'm very strict with my rules. And, you know, when I want to break the rules, I do it on purpose. But often people just don't get it, or they just haven't been shown a better way. For instance, when I do foundation, I don't use concealers. I use 80% correctors. There are colors like pink, green, orange, yellow, and they neutralize specific parts of your face so that light travels better. And then I use foundation like a top coat. Like when you get your nails done, the last thing to do is a thin layer of top coat. That's how I use foundation, so it brings out the luster of the skin, because the correctors are designed to neutralize, so we reduce the distractions, so it's so easy to enhance the attractions rather than having to, you know, try to pile it on so your eyes look bigger. But, you know, that's just not really being, I think, true to the person you're applying makeup to. You want to honor their face, and you want to present it as best as you can. So that's what my book, Face with a Heart, Mastering Authentic Beauty Makeup, which is launching Tuesday, June 2nd. And even on Amazon.ca, you guys can get it. Tons of free gifts, and I have all these great videos online, and I guarantee you it is a unique experience. I will be disrupting the beauty world in a very good way, because I think people will feel liberated. I mean, I think it's almost like the 70s when women got rid of their bras, you know, just to be liberated. I think this is one of those things that just says, wow, I don't have to, like, conform to this rigidity of what is beauty makeup, because I really respect each person and who they are and how they want to feel when they wear makeup.
And that's one of the things that I was going to ask you. What was the purpose of writing the book? And you pretty much answered my question. You went, you basically read my mind, which is great. Thank you so much. So was the intent really to write the book for the general public? Because you're probably going to have coworkers or people that are work makeup artists like yourself kind of looking at this book and kind of, I don't know really their reaction, but you could tell me, is it going to be, oh, great, now that you just did this, thanks a lot, or is it going to be, oh, wow, thanks so much, Chris. This is fantastic. I think I will collaborate with you and help you with the selling of your book. What do you think the reaction, I mean, the public is going to love it, but what do you think the reaction for other makeup artists is going to be?
Well, I mean, I've already shared it with so many of my fellow makeup artists. In fact, I was just interviewed on a TV show, and the artist was doing my makeup, and I gave her a copy of my book to look at, and she looked at it and said, oh my God, I can't tell you how grateful I am for what you're saying in this book. Because when I speak to the book, I do speak to the makeup artist, and when I mean the makeup artist can be you. You know, if you're doing your own makeup, you're the makeup artist, but if someone else is doing your makeup, they're the makeup artist. All makeup artists want a bag of tricks. All makeup artists want to, no matter who sits in their chair, be able to satisfy them beyond their expectation. I mean, I think that's what every makeup artist wants. You know, we really want to satisfy people. It's a service. And having
right.
more bags in your trip just makes you, you know, more tricks in your bag just makes you a better makeup artist. So every artist I've shown this to, they're like, this is great. I can't wait to use this. So actually, it's very positive. I train makeup artists, and I will be training people in the face with a heart method because it is a unique method. And it is a specific way to do makeup that is very systematic, step by step. You know, you do the things that you feel comfortable doing. But the best thing about my book is everything in it works on all face types and all lifestyles. So no matter who you are, there's nothing in here that doesn't apply to you. I omitted those things. I really kept it so that it really applies, you know, to everybody on the planet, basically, who wants to wear makeup.
Now, I love the title of the book, and I wanted you to talk about the Face with the Heart. Why the name? I mean, is this something that you put in a heart into something, or can you talk about that?
Sure. Have you seen the cover?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
Do you see those lines that run from the side of her eye down past the side of her lips?
Yes.
So think of the eyebrows as the top of the heart. And then when the eyebrows get to the end of the eye, there's this straight line from the end of the eyebrow that connects to the outer corner of the eye, that connects to the outer corner of the lips, and it V-shapes down into the chin. That area, that whole area within those two lines is what I call the heart of the face. And when you use this technique, what you do is you promote this brightness and lightness. So that's why I call it a face with a heart, just because to me it resembles a heart shape. But it also does everything. If you look in any magazine, any photography, you know, book, that's exactly what people want to achieve when they do makeup, because you want to reduce distractions and enhance the attractions. And so it is a literal thing, but it's also, for me, I wouldn't call it a spiritual thing, but it is, I do honor the anatomy. So instead of mm-hmm. just, here, let me give you a look, because trust me, I've done that. I've been there, done that. And, you know, great, I'm a great makeup artist. I can make you look like anything. Yeah, but the trick is for me to try to make you look like yourself. You know what, and to maximize that to its fullest. And it just doesn't mean natural. It could be very professional, very dramatic, but we still see you regardless of how we do the makeup. That's hard. But once you learn it, you can't do makeup any other way, because it's like there's no going back. because you realize how much better you can make people see themselves and make others see and see them as well. So that's where I think the heart comes in. It's really just, you know, being honest and true. And I didn't get this overnight. I mean, I worked my tail off trying to figure out each step of the way, you know, how this works. In fact, in my book, in the second half, it's all about the technique. And I talk about the why before the how, because the why informs the how. So why eyeline? And it's not and why foundation? Why eyebrows? And once you understand the why and how it's, you know, what are the instruments in the symphony that will be how, you know, how your makeup sort of celebrates you, then it informs the how. And so your muscles change as you apply your makeup because you really are trying to fulfill the why. In your process. So it's what I love about it is so many of my clients go, I don't know anything about makeup and I'm supposed to wear it and I hate it, help me. And the minute I show them this, they're like, oh, they're so relieved. I mean, literally in tears, relieved, going, oh my God, I didn't know such a thing existed. And, you know, you just got to, you know, I just have to admit it, that's really rewarding for me. So I love doing it. And I develop my own makeup brand that works with this technique, and it's awesome, and it's not expensive, and it's, you know, it's really rewarding to deliver an alternative to what is being offered for the most part.
And I can hear in your voice, and I can see how passionate about your book and about your work and about your makeup line, how great this is. And I feel all your energy. This is fantastic, and I know this is going to be number one in Amazon. I wanted to ask you about the experience that you had with working with celebrity. We're talking about the vice president. I'm talking about the skater. I've had opportunities to meet many celebrities and many people, but it's interesting when you are actually working in your face. And for guys, I know it's very different working with guy than working with woman. Can you think about that question? And I'll be right back. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live today. Is May the 19th, right after Canadian Long Weekend. We have right now a celebrity. He is a makeup artist. His name is Chris Scott. He's launching his book on June the 2nd, Faith with a Heart. You guys have to check this out. The website, he's going to tell us. But if you're interested in calling us in, perhaps just comment. The number is 347-996-3926. Don't be shy, guys. I don't bite. My guest doesn't bite. I know it's a little bit of intimidating for some of you to be live on a radio show, but this is what it's all about, and this is what you are going to get your questions, or you can paste right on my social media, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. There is a radio button right now. You can play it. And or you can do a comment right on my social media. I am answering all my questions right now. I see Chris just forwarded or did a comment on my social media, so that was fantastic. I will be playing my commercial because I do have to pay my bills, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hey, Hannah Buck. I'm your host and producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are here in Toronto, Canada, with an amazing celebrity. He is an international known makeup artist with an amazing book that you guys need to check it out. He's going to tell us his website in a couple of seconds. But before, this guy has worked with amazing people, I was just reading it right now, but he's going to tell us all about that. What was it like to work with those celebrities that I just mentioned, Chris?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You really have to, two things happen. One is anytime you do makeup, you break that barrier, that 3-foot rule that we have with, you know, that we have with each other, like that's how close we stand and that's it. With makeup, that barrier is gone. And so what happens is it really brings people's defenses down. So in one respect, if you work with someone a lot, you become quite intimate with them because you start they start sharing more with you, and if appropriate, you share it with them, and you're touching their face. And there's an energy, sort of transaction going on with that. But also you're kind of invisible. And what I mean is there's a lot going on. And so they're having conversations where it's just understood that you don't repeat anything they're saying. They never asked you not to repeat it, but it is just understood that you have to be discreet. And so one aspect of working with these people is you just don't talk. Ever, or else you just don't work again. It really gets around quickly. So you are closer to them, but at the same time, there's times when you are invisible and you just don't say you just don't repeat what you hear. And that's what it's like.
Wow. So is it different to do? Obviously it is. But, what is it like to do makeup for a guy than a woman? I mean, the guys need a lot less, but they still need some. And for the Vice President Al Gore and Paul McCartney, my goodness, I mean, this is mainly for TV and shows and things like that. What is the difference?
So their handlers tell me before anything starts what they like, what they don't like, what they need, what they don't need. So I'm given a very specific set of instructions, especially politicians. Politicians will shut up and make them look as good as you possibly can because they want to look good. It's really interesting. You know, they just let you go to town, but the handlers will tell you, specifically what they like, and usually it's not a lot. My Face for the Heart method, for women, it really captures the femininity of a woman's physique, if you will, and her structure. And for men, to use that same technique would not work well because it would soften them. And men tend, it's more of a square application. The geometrical lines that I use are different. They're more blockish as opposed to angled straight lines. But it's all about how we make light reflect on their skin that sort of enhances either a more of a ruggedness or a smoothness, a softness. And those things are real subtle to them, but they do make a difference when you work from a man to a woman.
Absolutely. So you've done so many women celebrity and your book is out there, have any of those celebrities have picked up your book and endorsed it? I mean, that would be just amazing for you to have a huge celebrity say. And by the way, it's not just the Lizzie T Radio Show talking about this book, but now here it is, the skater or somebody else.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, and I'm going to say this, as a disclaimer, but I mean, unfortunately, a celebrity endorsement is a goldmine. So, of course, if Oprah said this is the best makeup book I've ever seen since Kevin O'Quan, then obviously, game over for me as far as the book goes, right? Because, that's the endorsement you want. So, depending on who's making the endorsement, yeah, of course you would want that endorsement, but you want to earn it. I actually did something kind of crafty. I sent a copy of my book to every member of Oprah's staff in both her magazine and her television.
That's courage.
once a week. So it just started to trickle in. My idea was I wanted Oprah to discover it. I wanted her to come across it and go, because my message, if you just read the opening of my book, I mean, and it's not because I'm not catering to her, it's how I feel, but it is also her message. It is about owning who you are. And so I was just trying to get it in front of her, but in a very subtle way.
Good for
so,
you.
Of course, the endorsement is, you know, almighty. And would I love it? Absolutely.
Oh, yes, and I can see that happening. So before I forget, I wanted to make sure that my audience here in Canada, the U.S., overseas in Europe, and all over the world where we are right now, what is your website, and where can people get a hold of this wonderful book?
How does it work? All right, so my website is called Makeup Gourmet, M-A-K-E-U-P, Makeup. Gourmet is spelled G-O-U-R-M-E-T, makeupgourmet.com. Go to the homepage. There's a big yellow post-it note on the right-hand side. You can click on that, and you just sign up. Basically, you're signing up for a reminder to get the book Tuesday, June 2nd. That's when the book officially launches on Amazon, Tuesday, June 2nd. And by signing up, you will get a copy of our telesummit called The Keys to Feeling Authentically Beautiful. Nia Peoples is going to be on that, one of the days of my telesummit. And also just a huge amount of free gifts that really range. There's so many different types of gifts that are being offered. You pick and choose the ones you want, but literally thousands of dollars in value when you buy the book Tuesday, June 2nd, just as our thank you for, you know, helping support us and helping us get our book to number one, you know, worldwide, because that's the status it deserves, and this is how we're working to get it there.
Fantastic. So I just have placed everyone on my social media. The book, the website is makeupgourmet.com. On my social media, you will see, I just posted right now, you will see a link, and there is a sticky note with a pin. Love how I just copied it perfectly. And you will be able to take advantage of everything that Chris just mentioned. Now, if you mentioned that you have heard Chris' book, the title again of the book is called Faith with a Heart, Mastering Authentic Beauty Makeup by Chris Scott. If you mentioned that you've heard this book via the Lizzie T Radio Show, hey, my job is done. I am complete. I am fulfilled. That's the reason I do the radio show. So this is amazing, everyone. Now, is there an email or perhaps a 1-800 number if people have questions? Or, you can always use lizzytradio.com. It's my website, radio@lizt.ca. I can forward it, but it would be fantastic that you can email them directly. Again, don't forget to mention that you heard it here. So do you have a number or an email that you can share with my audience, Chris?
Okay, I'm going to be really nice to your audience right now. So I have a contact form on my webpage. So if you just go contact, you can go there. And you can ask a question. And I do Skype interviews. So if you, I also talk to people on Skype so I can see them. But if they mention the Lizzie T Radio Show when they call in, or when they contact me through my website, I will send them a 10% off a certificate that they can use in my cart. They can't use it towards the book because that's it with Amazon. But they can use it for as much as they want to put in their cart. They can watch my videos and maybe look at my correctors, because those are really good things to achieve that unique look of skin looking like skin. So that's my special offer.
Awesome, guys. I just posted as well, 10% discount. If you mentioned Lizzie T Radio, this is phenomenal. And last question, Chris. I mean, you're doing amazing. You're an amazing artist. I'm looking while you're talking. I'm looking at your website. I can see what you look like. A very handsome fellow with the glasses and a beard. What are the plans for the future? I mean, you have so many things on the go. This book, I know you wanted to make sure that is number one, and I'm sure it will. You had your TV show, Makeup Gourmet. I don't think we've seen this here in Canada, but big plans for the future, perhaps a school, the Chris Scott School. I don't know. What are the plans for the future?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what it is. We are, after the book launches, it's really, we're going to be putting together really great, a product line, repackaging, great kits that really simplify how women do their makeup. We will definitely be licensing Face with a Heart, training people, and so that others can also learn this unique technique, but really learn it correctly. I have episodes of my TV show on YouTube, and I also have lots of videos online, on my website that go along with the purchase of the book. So once you get the book Tuesday, June 2nd, then you can read it, how to do it, and then go to the courses and watch the videos. And the text I use in the videos are exact same text that are in the book. So you really are just being given the exact same information over and over again. And really, that's what doing good makeup is, repetition. Every time you do it, you get better, it gets easier, you get faster, you master your makeup, you do it in a timely fashion, and you feel authentically beautiful every day. And that's my promise to everybody, is that will happen with this technique called Face with a Heart.
One thing the book it doesn't say, what is the cost of the book again, Chris?
Well, it's $24.95 U.S. I'm not sure what it is Canadian.
Fantastic. Yep, around the same price, $24.96.99. So, Chris, I want to thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada, and we are going globally, which is phenomenal for me and for all my team here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. And we wish you the greatest success. I know this book is going to be phenomenal. We know that we're very honored that you've chosen the Lizzie T to talk about your book, to talk about your love, because this is, I can see, it's just not just a book, it's the whole concept here that you're promoting. It's your life, it's your baby. I can just how passionate you are about this. Yes, if you had
a
baby, this is it. I can tell.
Yeah.
I feel it. You're just coming out of the microphone, the phone here, right into me. And I love the enthusiasm. I love the passion. And this is great, because once we love something, once we put 150% into our baby, into our work, things are much better. You know that you're working for something that you are so passionate about it, and people are going to benefit, and we wish you the greatest success. Any last word, Chris?
Well, that's so kind of you to say, and just thank you so much. Yeah, it does feel really good to get all of this out of my head and into a codified form so I can communicate it with others. One of the best feelings I get is when people look at my book and they say, you know what I really like? And they tell me something about the book, and what they say is exactly what I wanted to communicate. They say it in their own words, but it's exactly what I wanted them to get. You know, it's one of the few times in my life that I'm so on point with, what I'm trying to communicate, and people are getting it exactly. And that's hugely rewarding. So, and I basically thank everyone who has had the honor of doing their makeup, because each person has made me a better makeup artist. So I'm just grateful.
Awesome.
I'm thankful.
That is awesome. Yes, and this is great, because life without a purpose is not a life, and this is your purpose, this is your baby, this is your goal, and you're doing fantastic. And I can see great things, and again, I'm honored to have you here all the way from California, beautiful California, to Toronto, Canada. Thank you so much, Chris. Keep us up to date, and love to have you back. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And there you have it, guys. That was Chris got with the book. I love the name, Faith with a Heart. I mean, if you're looking right now, I'm going to paste the website right underneath my social media. If you're looking right now on my social media, the link is there. Remember, there's a 10% discount for Lizzie T radio guests for the products. Not the book, the product. And the book is coming out June the 2nd. And this is phenomenal. The videos are right on his website. The website is makeupgourmet.com. Very, very easy to remember, makeupgourmet.com. And if you have a question for the guests, right now we are going to our musical section because this is a radio show, so people are submitting their MP3s, and I love to make sure that you do have advantage of listening to amazing artists that are trying to make it out there, and today is not the exception. Today we're playing, as I mentioned, two Canadian artists and one an artist from the States. And here it is. Her name is Pages, and the song is called, her name is Andrea Goodman, and the song is called Pages.
I read the letter you sent. So many words broke down. I think it may be time to turn a page now.
Page phone sometimes, but I really wouldn't know what to say. Butterflies in my tummy inside, and they always seem to get in my way. I turn it off my and quite a while. I get butterflies inside when I see you, and it feels like love.
Can't explain how I'm feeling right now. It's more than a rush. Got my world turning upside down. It's something about this, something about this feeling in my heart. It's more than a crush. Can't explain how I'm feeling right now. I can't explain how I'm feeling right now. I can't explain how I'm feeling right now.
And I'm the host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are coming to the end of the show, and we had two amazing guests today, one right from right here from home, Toronto, Canada, and an amazing makeup artist from California in San Diego. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network here in Toronto, Canada. Today is May the 19th. After a wonderful long weekend, we are back. And don't forget to listen to us tomorrow with another fantastic show, another amazing guest. And thank you. And make it, as I always say, make it a fantastic day, everyone. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Bye-bye for now.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome.